So these are my impressions of the Apple and newly announced iPad. I think that the iPad is aimed at a niche part of the market that is really small right here, right now. If I use one, and I had one tonight and used it on the train, people might call it the wanker pad. If you remember back to the late 1980s with the yuppies who had their brick Motorola car phones, then the iPad might be considered too posh and just a little bit too soon to the market. Having said that, with a bigger device and more processing power, I still have no idea as to why Apple continues to lock down the runtime and why you can't run either Flash or Java on the actual device. So I think this is quite a disappointing result for people who have virtual machines. I am impressed with the hardware, the memory, and the new CPU and the screen. And most importantly, the prices are very favorable. That is the US prices. The British prices are not announced yet, and nobody knows what the cost is going to be until later in the year. I love the thinness of the device profile. I love the fact that it has instant support for the Apple App Store. As claimed, the iPad battery life is about 10 hours, which is great for a trip to San Francisco or Hong Kong or the Caribbean. Because I am a programmer, I don't think I'll be getting one. Because if you need a keyboard to do some programming, why not just get a laptop? Because Apple chose to build their own hardware with a custom A4 CPU chip, I think that the first customer ship performance, at least what we saw in the on the BBC, is very smart. And I think it will ensure that Apple will stay ahead of the game in tablets. I think that there is a possibility of an even better device that bridges the iPad and the MacBook Air. And that is definitely something that would interest me because I'm a programmer and a software developer. And I like real keyboards. Some bloggers, movers and shakers in the industry have noticed that Apple had a patent on a certain morphing keyboard. The keyboard was supposed to rise out of the screen in using some smart unknown technology. I think if this technology really does this exist in Apple, it will come down in a future generation of the iPad. And finally, I believe that this tablet finally seals the lid on Nokia Communications' corporate demise, as it is one of the biggest players, or if not the biggest player in the mobile phone market globally. And with the iPad and the competition, the iSlate, if you look on the BBC, you'll see Steve Ballmer demonstrate something that comes very close to an iPad, which is the Hewlett-Packard Slate. And I digress. And these slates will, I suppose, derode the already mobile phone market, and certainly it will move consumers and prosumers to look at tablets. So I say that the N95 probably is the last thing that will come down the line for Nokia. The N900, which is a certain smartphone with a full keyboard that is supposed to be a computer, just isn't beautiful enough. The designers at Nokia, in my opinion, and have lost their way since the N95 featured in the British Apprentice series 3 years ago now, and their newest designs really look lame in comparison. Finally, I won't be buying an iPad because I'm a hardcore developer, designer, and sometimes architect. I really do need a full-size keyboard when I develop code. It is just unthinkable that a virtual keyboard can actually replace a real one. The iPad does not allow me, a JavaFX developer and Java developer, to target it in a deployment. I'm Peter Pilgrim, and I'm out of time. Bye for now.